Our brother has spoken to us about the assurance of salvation. I'm going to read a scripture that might unsettle you, no matter who you are in this room. Turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. I never knew you. You did all these things in my name. I never knew you. Maybe you stood up at a podium like this and spoke in his name. And he says, I never knew you. Well, I'm not intending to unsettle anyone who is saved. But I want to help you to become more assured of your salvation. And this is the way. It's very simple. If someone said they didn't know you, and you were sure that they did, why would you be sure of that? Let me put it another way. If you want somebody to know you, what do you do? So, if you want to be sure that the Lord Jesus knows you, you need to do that with him. There are many who may presume to pray, but their prayer, and I wouldn't presume to judge any individual, but I think that most, if not all, could agree with this, that many prayers are a performance or a speech. The Lord Jesus talked about this. He said, you know, it's vain repetition. They think that God's going to hear them, you know, because they do these words and repeat these things. But if you want somebody to know you, you don't put on a show, you don't put on a facade, and when you speak to them, you speak from your heart. If you want somebody to know you, you open yourself up to them. You're honest with them. You're truthful with them. Is that right? The Lord Jesus shed his blood, and the scripture speaks of his flesh as a veil that was open to give us free access to God. When the high priest was to come into his presence, there was all kinds of preparations, steps, all had to be carefully followed, and not one tiny thing could be missed. Or when he went into the holiest of all, he was done. That's pretty scary. It's not like that for you. Because of the blood of Jesus, there's not a man on the earth that has to do anything except come. Just come. And no matter what situation you're in, no matter what condition you're in, no matter what you've done, no matter what state you're in, you have free access right at the very moment. You can talk to him. So, the question you should ask, we often ask people, you know, do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Maybe ask yourself, do I know the Lord? And sometimes you ask yourself that, do I know the Lord? And you're not so sure. The better question is, does he know me? Does the Lord know me? And if you ask yourself that question, isn't it very simple? You know, if I'm not sure whether the Lord knows me, I'm going to tell him about me. I'm going to make sure he knows me. I hope this has helped you. We don't have to be so formal in our approach to God. In many evangelical or many gospel meetings, we probably would call them. Some of us were saved in those gospel meetings, and they would have altar calls. They would invite you down if you weren't sure you were saved. They called it an altar call. And we would go forward, and as we went forward, we sang a hymn. And that hymn was one that many of you are familiar with, I believe. It was called Just As I Am. It's in the little flock, but the words changed a little bit. Just as I was. But we used to sing Just As I Am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee. He bids you to come to him all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every moment. He's waiting. He wants to be involved in every aspect of your life. Make sure that he knows you and that this doesn't happen to you. Our assurance shouldn't be in anything we've done for him. We need to make sure that he knows us. If you want assurance of salvation, you need to ask the question, does he know me? You need to make sure he knows you.
We sing number 193. Jesus, my Savior, thou art mine, Father's gift of love divine. All thou hast done, all thou art, are now the portion of my heart. 193.
Jesus, my Savior, thou art mine.
Now cleansing thy also sing number 76 in the appendix. 76 in the appendix.
Jesus, mine, no more this heart of mine shall seek its joy apart from thee. The world is crucified to me, and I am
Israel shall neither slumber. And then in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 24. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Let's pray. Father, we thank thee for this time that we've been able to enjoy your character and your unchangeableness and your the confidence we can have in our salvation, which is through your Son, who is ever was and ever will be. And just help us to enjoy these things as daily in our lives on earth. And thank you for these things, and pray and ask your help on the remainder of the time together here. In Jesus' name,
amen.